Good morning to everyone. I hope you are all doing well. During the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said in Matthew 5:14, "You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world." Friends, this declaration by Jesus is both a great compliment as well as a great responsibility. Let's talk about light in general for a moment. When we walk into a dark room, we turn on the light so that we can see. We turn on the light so we won't bump into furniture and stub our toe. And think about lighthouses. Lighthouses are built on rocky, dangerous coastlines to warn ships. So fundamentally, light is something that is meant to be seen. In a very practical way, the light of Christianity is something that is also meant to be seen. Friends, good works of the Christian will be seen. They will be noticed. It's inevitable. You can't stop it. Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard someone make a claim about being a secret disciple? Saying something like, "I keep my Christianity to myself." Brethren, it is not possible to be a secret disciple. And here's the reason why. Either the secrecy destroys the discipleship, or the discipleship destroys the secrecy. Let me explain this. If you are a true Christian disciple, the manner by which you treat people will be noticed by others. If you are a true Christian disciple, the positive light you project by your actions will be seen by others. Then keep this in mind. Our Christian light should be visible in the same way we treat everyone. Everyone, regardless of economic status, position in the community, or even in the church. Here is another thing about light when it comes to the Christian. As Christians, we are to light the way to Jesus by our witness. With our Christian light, we are to preach the gospel in every possible way. As St. Francis of Assisi said, "Preach the gospel, and if necessary, use words." I really like that. Preach the gospel, and if necessary, use words. And remember, Jesus said this in verse 16. He said, "Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds." Friends, let us all strive to be the light in someone's darkness today.